Blog Talk Radio.
Mom, can you hear me? I can't hear you guys. Mom and Pops, how are you?
We're fine. How about you?
I'm good.
Good.
Just the three of us so far.
Just us three, okay.
Yes.
They already went to sleep.
Who?
Loretta. I guess she went to sleep.
I just talked to her. We got some more callers. Hold on. Auntie Betty?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. We have someone else with a 305 area code that ends in 9757.
Yeah, that's me, Ivana.
Hi. Welcome. Hello, Loretta, is that you?
No, it's me, sis. How you doing?
Hey,
shalom,
hi, Peter.
Hey,
welcome.
I'm going to get back on the second half. I'm having a problem with the new phone, okay?
All righty.
I'll catch you on the second half by 8:20, something like that.
Okay, I'll be looking for you.
Okay, babe. Thank you.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay, we have another caller. Is that Mrs. Allen? Oops. Is that Mrs. Allen or Mrs. Williams?
Mrs. Williams.
Mrs. Williams, welcome.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So far on the line, we have Mom and Pops, Auntie Betty, Ivana, Hubert, and Mrs. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking to her. Give her another minute. She should be reading for us.
Okay.
There she comes. There she comes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I was having a little technical difficulty.
No problem. Okay.
Two
we
phones
have Mom.
And couldn't get one to work.
Okay. We have Mom and Pops and Auntie Betty, Ivana, and Mrs. Williams, and he's going to join us in 20 minutes. But you can go ahead and start with the Exodus prayer.
Okay, I'll start reading in Exodus 3, 1 through 10. Excuse me. One day as Moses was tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, out at the edge of the desert near Horeb, the mountain of God, suddenly, the angel of Jehovah appeared to him as a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw that the bush was on fire and that it didn't burn up, he went over to investigate. Then God called out to him, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Who is it?" "Don't come any closer," God told him. "Take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses covered his face with his hand, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord told him, "I have seen the deep sorrows of my people in Egypt and have heard their pleas for freedom from their harsh taskmaster. I have come to deliver them from the Egyptian and to take them out of Egypt into a good land, a large land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites live. Yes, the well of the people of Israel has risen to me in heaven, and I have seen the heavy task the Egyptian has oppressed them with. Now I am going to send you to Pharaoh, to the man that he let you lead my people out of Egypt." Amen.
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 All righty. Well, good evening, everyone, and I will start us off with the opening prayer. If you would please bow your heads. Father God, we praise your holy name. God, we know you are not like no other. You are the only one who deserves our worship. So we lift our hands to magnify you. You are so great. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for answering our prayers. And thank you for allowing us to continue to get together and pray and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Thank you, guys. We'll move on to our reading of Matthew 19:26. Mrs. Williams, would you do us the honors?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man this is impossible.
With man this is impossible.
But with God,
but with God,
all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for leading us, Mrs. Williams. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and jump into our program and listen to all the exciting news you all have to share today. And I'd like to start with Pops.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about the strength to meet temptation.
Oh,
and
wow.
I have three outlines. In the first outline, the reality of temptation, we find 1 Corinthians 10 chapter 12 to 13. And let it read, "Therefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. That had no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able with, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." And my second outline, flee the source of temptation. We find the Corinthians 10, chapter 14, 15 verse. "Then wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to why I can judge you what I say." And that means, like, a person and intimate relationship with God must be the primary priority in our life, because anything less than that becomes a form of idolatry. You know, idolatry is nothing but sin. Mm-hmm. And so the third outline, we use wisdom to avoid temptation.
Mm-hmm.
I think I read the NIV on this one. It is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks, a participation in the blood of Christ. And it is not the bread that we break, a participation in the body of Christ. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifice participation in the altar? Do I mean then that a sacrifice offered to an idol is anything, or what an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifice pagan offered to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to be participant with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he? In that 21st verse, it tells us that we call it straddle the fence. You can't be straddle the fence. There's no such thing as straddle the fence. You eat on one side or the other side. Now, you can't eat on that table today, and then tomorrow you're on a devil table. Then the next day, come back to God's table. You got to be on his table, period. Or eat on the devil table. And that is the source of temptation. Because we have a lot of temptation out there. Every time we hear about temptation, we think I'd be a woman. But there are a lot of temptation besides this, a woman being tempted. Mm-hmm. You take it like, you got a car, a house or something, you see it, you be tempted, you want it too. You don't know how this stuff got his house or his car. And they're going to try to be, go get you one. And so, I think I better leave right there. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pop.
Yeah, okay. I almost put Pastor in front of that.
Okay. Before we move on, I had another caller join. The last four digits are 1703.
Teresa.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Good evening.
Welcome. Party.
That's all right. We're glad you're here. Okay. I see Hubert has joined again. Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to say shalom to the Nellon family hour of prayer, and I hope you all have a blessed weekend this month of July. I will come with you all a lesson on irony from the book of Amos.
Amen.
Amos was a fish out of water. In a lot of ways. He was from the southern kingdom, but he preached to the northern kingdom. He was a shepherd, but he preached to the rich people. His message was somewhat negative. But he was preaching to people who was having a great time. The meat of Amos' message was that God was not satisfied with the worship of his people Israel. They were coming to the temple to worship, then making their living by exploiting the poor of their society. They was doing some of the right ceremonial things, but they wasn't worshiping God with the way they lived their lives. For this, God, through Amos, condemned them. One of the ways in which God directed Amos to warn the gospel was through the object lesson, God showed Amos a plumb line. A plumb line was a screen with a weight that showed a workman whether his work was great. It was like a visual level, a vertical level. God told Amos that he was holding a plumb line up to Israel to see if their ways were straight or not. They were definitely not making a grave compared to God's plumb line. I like for the Lord to add, I like for the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in sight. And may the Lord add a blessing on all of you. All life. Grace and peace be unto you all. What it up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay. Ivana, would you... Oh, okay. Ivana, would you like to go next? Are you still there?
Hello? Hello? I'm so sorry.
Like...
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I would like to... To read James, first chapter, and it reads, to the twelve tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it a joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. And that concludes reading James 1st chapter 1 through 7.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Ivana. Okay, Mom, would you come next?
Okay, I'm coming out of Amos 2, chapter 5, 6 through 15.
Amen. And hallelujah.
Death and right. What a wonderful guarantee of life. What an assured guarantee of God's presence. These words are instructive where were spoken to the children of Israel by the prophet Amos during a time when Israel was enjoying peace and economic prosperity. It was seen that the blessing of God upon his people would cause them to love and seek him all the more. But it was not so with the children of Israel. In fact, they responded in the opposite way, turning from him and becoming self-centered, complacent, and indifferent. The prosperous rich of Israel became cruel and just and unjust toward the poor. The whole society was marked by materialism, idolatry, and most of all, injustice and unrighteousness and incense. They could not handle the blessing of God. What is our response today to God's blessing as peace and prosperity? As a nation, have we turned away from God to follow materialistic and to practice injustice and unrighteousness? Disobedience will always bring about judgment. Yet God remains long-suffering and does not punish without offering the opportunity for repentance. What God wants for us is clear, what is best for us. God loves justice and righteousness. In fact, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. Therefore, God says, but let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Just is the root of the word justice. And right, the root of the word righteousness. Our God is just and all his ways are right. We are created in God's own image and likeness. Through Jesus, his son, we were made the righteousness of God, and by faith in his son, we were justified. Nothing can change our creation image, but our choice in life can certainly prevent it. What choice in life are you making? Choose the way of life that are just and right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Awesome. All right, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read about courage to do God's work. It's coming out of the worker. And my scripture is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. It's the only that your conversation be as it becoming the gospel of Christ, that wherever I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. To do God's work is not easy all the time. We may find ourselves in new situations or circumstances that we are not comfortable or even feel we can handle. We hear little about the word courage, and yet this is what many of us need. We lack this bit of bravery or firmness that is often needed. In trying to do the work of God, we find it not only important that we know the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we live that gospel each day in our lives. It is not only important that we know the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are able to get it across to others with conviction. We must be able to tell the story of the crucifixion, resurrection, and the risen Christ, because we know it is true, because we know it will change lives. Tell it because we know that one day, that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that he is Lord. Tell it because it is our Lord, and he desired that all would be saved and ready for Jesus when he returns. This will come someday. Tell it because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We can be thankful for the blessing indwelling Holy Spirit, who teach and guide us in every way. We can hear the word of the Holy Spirit when we need that proof that makes us go a little further. Be strong. Take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the one who lives within you will be strong in you today. Remember, we can do all things if we only believe and trust God to do what is, it to trust God to do the rest. Be strong in your conviction. Remember, we are standing up for Jesus, and he is our rescue. All believers can be courageous. Psalm 27:14 says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. I will go next, and I'm going to be reading out of my Sunday school class. The title is God is Our Help. I'm going to be coming out of 1 Samuel 7:3-13.
Throughout the 450-year history of Israel, the time of the judges, God's people were caught in a constant cycle of disobedience and restoration. Even so, God remained present. The Lord God was their constant help. Each time the Israelites began to do what was right in their own eyes, another nation would engage them in battle and capture the people. The Israelites would cry out to God, repent, turn from the gods and idols they had adopted, and return to the one true God. During one such battle with the Philistines, the Israelites took the Ark of the Covenant with them, hoping it would bring victory for their army. However, God did not grant them victory. The Philistines captured the Ark, and the Israelites went into mourning. The Ark remained with the Philistines' leaders for 7 months before it was returned, along with a guilt offering to Israelite territory. Unfortunately, some had forgotten the holiness of Yahweh and treated the Lord and his Ark with disrespect. As a result, many people lost their lives and Israel mourned. Samuel spoke to the house of Israel, saying, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then rid yourself of the foreign gods and Ashtoreth, and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Israel obeyed and returned to the Lord, and the Lord gave them victory over the Philistines. Samuel set a large stone in the ground and named it Ebenezer, which means stone of help, declaring, thus far the Lord has helped us. The significance of the moment was not in the stone itself, but in all the stone represented. The Ebenezer marked God's help, not only in the battle, but his help to the people since they entered the Promised Land so many years ago. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Okay, our next person is Mrs. Williams.
I'll be sharing from my book, The Power of the Blood. It says that God wants to save entire families. I'll be reading from Exodus 12. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorposts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he see the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. What the Lord is saying from this chapter is we, even today, we know that there is power in the blood. And we can plead the blood over our children, plead the blood over our homes, plead the blood over whatever God has given to us by faith and obedience. And God will assure us of his divine protection. And whatever we do, we must always remember there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. And then we'll move over to Ms. Teresa. Would you like to share anything this evening?
Yes, I'm going to be reading Psalm 63 and verses 1 through 11. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watch, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. By the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. That's Psalm 63 in its entirety. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Teresa. Awesome. All right. I will turn it over to Loretta for the sick and shut in. You ready?
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for laying your healing hand upon our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Uncle Oliver, Uncle Cham, Uncle Dave, Daniel and Hubert Lowe, Daddy Verna, Mom Verna, Ruth Edwards, Miss Allen, LaTanya, Tony, Miss Wonder, Miss Warder and family, Jessica Smith, Angela Burns, Charles and Val, Michael and Denise Moody, Carlos and the Wells family, Lenny and family, Rayco and family, Quentin, Eddie Tipman, Vicki Hussman, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Janet Williams, Mary Ann, Jermaine, Mary Lowe, DeMarcus, Sedaria, Monique, Jarrell Washington, Jerry and Terry, Aveline, Auntie Betty, Rochelle Bessler, Cheryl, Tally, Valerie Crockett, the Norris family, Chris, Calvin, Mr. Harrell, the Boyers family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, now we would like to acknowledge birthdays from July 20th through July the 26th. I have Marie Antoinette on the 22nd. I have Jackie Johnson on the 23rd. And Taryn Nellums on the 24th. Are there any other birthdays anyone would like to share?
Amen.
Okay. I'll sing the birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Marie, Taryn, and Jackie. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Many, many more. Amen.
Okay. Well, now is the good time to talk about some praises and testimonies that you would like to share. And let's start off with Mrs. Williams.
Oh, my. Okay. Continuing from my book, Power of the Blood. This is a hymn, but I'd just like to read it. It says...
One day, we're going to get you to sing, right?
Okay.
You keep coming with these hymns.
God bless me. It says to preach the blood of Jesus is to confess to God that we are dependent wholly on his mercy. As the wonderful old hymn says, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow. Be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Amen.
Amen.
For his blood.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Thank you. All right. Hubert, would you like to share any praises or testimonies or song or poem?
Yes, thank you very much. I would like to share with you all today some praise to a woman out of the book of Samuel. You know, Christ is coming back for his bride. That in mind, we need to look at ourselves. It's the mothers that done carried us all the years, just as she done carried us 9 months. You know, as it says, honor thy mother and thy father. Now, that don't mean everything gonna go irie all the time. So that's where that discipline come in at, all right? Okay, here we go. From this little woman name of the book of Samuel is Hannah. Pardon me. Pardon me, Lord. As you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood near you, praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted me my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord. She left him there, and as she worshiped the Lord, she said, My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord. There is no rock like our God. Speak boastfully no longer, nor let arrogant issues from your mouth. For an all-knowing God is the Lord, a God who judges deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the testing gird on strength. The well-fed hire themselves out for bread, while the hungry battle no spoil. The barren wife bears 7 sons, while the mother of many languish. The Lord put to death and give life. He cast down to the netherworld. He raises up again. The Lord made pure poor, and the Lord made rich. He humble. He exalt. He also exalt. Let us all give exalt and praise and honor to whom it is due. It's the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is the truth. For he said, I send back to you the comfort to lead you into all truth. But you cannot bear all truth now. And we're not able to bear earthly truth. How in the world we will be able to deal with heavenly truth? And on that note, Yeraki, bless Zion. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his words. Yaheva,
Baruch
Yah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay. Did you hear anything else this evening?
Okay. Hey, Pop, are you?
What's the background noise? Okay, just have some background noise. Please mute.
I'll be reading. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Over the years, I have talked to thousands of people who have asked me how to find my way to God. Okay. Some have sat in church pews all their life, but never come to be personally known God. Others have sought for ultimate meaning in all sorts of ways, but never find the peace of mind for which they were searching. Some simply realize that there is something vital missing in their life. The Bible teaches that this sense of lostness is rooted in the fact that we live in a fallen world in which we are all handicapped by a sin nature. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And in spite of our best effort, we are unable to remove the haunting weight of guilt that separates us from our Creator. God sent His Son to solve our dilemma. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus Christ made the way to God for us by His death on the cross. He purchased our salvation by the sharing of His blood. His death and resurrection made a new and everlasting covenant between God and humanity. Jesus told His disciples, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one come unto the Father except through me." He did not merely point the way to God. He Himself claimed to be the only way to the Father and the source of eternal truth and life. The way to God is through personal faith in Jesus Christ. Intellectual acceptance of Christ is not enough. You must come to Him determined to turn from what deceived Him with a total trust in Christ, saving power for you. Christ promised those who turn to Him, whoever hear my word and believe Him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Today you can come to Him by surrendering your life and heart to Christ. The Bible says, to all who receive Him, Jesus Christ, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Right where you are, you can pray something like this: Lord, I know that I have sinned it and need Your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me and rose from the dead. I invite You into my life to be my Lord and Savior. If you sincerely put your faith in Christ, God promised not only to forgive you, but also to see you in His family. It's the greatest discovery you will ever make. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. Awesome. Teresa, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm going to attempt to sing a song. Ivana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ivana and I are going to sing a song together, so I'm kind of skipping a little bit, Angel. But the song is Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
With a grateful
heart, give thanks
unto the Holy One.
Give thanks
for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that. Awesome. Alrighty. Mother, would you like to go next?
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Okay. Amen. My God is, real.
Amen.
There was something I may not know. There was some place I can't go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He have washed and made me whole. His love for me feels like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's heart, for God is real, for I can feel Him in my heart. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like you go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, yes, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. Yes, God is real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, His life to go. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praises to our God.
Bless you.
Thank you for that, Mom. Loretta, I missed you the first go around. You can do two turns if you want, but you're up now.
Okay. I'll take advantage of it.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let's see. My reading is from the upper room, and you can get the reading from the Bible out of 1 Kings 19, 1 through 5. The title is Listening to the Silence. These days, noise of some kind is always filling our ears and senses. Devices around us buzzing, ringing, or in other ways making signals for our attention. Seldom do we experience complete silence. Yet when God appeared to Elijah, God was not in the firestorm or the earthquake, but in the silence. In the absence of other sounds or distraction, God was made known to the prophet. I have found that I need time to listen, time when I put away things that might beep or ring to distract me, so that I can listen to the still, small voice and hear in the silence the living God. Why not take a moment for silence now before you pray? Heavenly Father, help us be still and know that you are God. Help us to put away our distraction and come face to face with you, letting our eyes and ears and lives focus on knowing and hearing your words to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good. Do you want to continue on, or you want me to come back to you?
Let's see here. I can do a little song. Hey, amen. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, every praise is to our God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much. All righty. Auntie Betty, would you like to share any more words with us today?
Yes. I guess tonight is the same tonight. I'm going to try to sing a song too.
Amen.
The sound of that. Yes.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, all in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord, hallelujah. Mm. Ooh, got me all choked. Let me see, can I talk?
I know. Amen. Amen. God's presence.
Okay, we'll move on and thank everyone for sharing. And we'll move on to our agenda around the Serenity Prayer. I'll turn it over to Loretta to lead us.
Okay, the Serenity Prayer. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Thank you for leading us, Loretta. Okay, now we move around to our closing prayer, which is Matthew 6:9. Pops, can I get you to lead us in that?
Yes.
To read the Matthew 6:9. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let me. Okay. Are we ready?
Amen. Bow our heads.
Okay, here we go. We cannot pray, our Father, if our faith has no room for others than our needs. We cannot pray, Father, if we do not demonstrate this relationship to God in our daily living. We cannot pray who are in heaven if all our interests and pursuits are in earthly things. We cannot pray, hallowed be thy name, if we are not striving for God's help to be holy. We cannot pray the kingdom come if we are unwilling to accept God's rule in our life. We cannot pray on earth as it is in heaven unless we are truly ready to give ourselves to God's service here and now. We cannot pray, give us this day our daily bread without expending honest effort for it, or if we would withhold from our neighbors the bread we receive. We cannot pray, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass us against us. If we continue to harbor a grudge against anyone, we cannot pray, lead us not into temptation, if we deliberately choose to remain in a situation where we are likely to be tempted. We cannot pray, deliver us from evil, if we prepare. Wait a minute. Just a minute. If we prepare to fight with our life and our prayer, we cannot pray, thine is the kingdom, if we are unwilling to obey the king. We cannot pray, thine is the power and the glory, if we are seeking power for ourselves and our own glory first. We cannot pray forever and ever, yet we are too anxious about each day affairs. We cannot pray, amen, unless we understand, not my will, but thy will be done. So let it be. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Pops. Do anyone have anything else they would like to share before I do the conclusion?
Yes, I would like to speak upon this young woman that lost this coin. You know, the woman that lost coin parable.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everybody to focus on the lost coin parable. And on this coin that I found in my possession, for he shall give thy angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I find that in the book of Psalms. I can't quite read the scriptures there, so that'll be something for you all to ponder on this week. The parable of the lost coin. Now the woman came and swept the whole house. And she said, come see the coin that I found. Oh, what a remarkable day that will be in memorial for the woman with the lost coin. Bless Allah. Hold on. Hold on.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I will go ahead with the conclusion. And I just want to say this one verse, Psalms 107, 2a. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Continuing in Samuel. In 1 Samuel 3 through 7, God's desire is for people to be in relationship with him and know him. Each time the Israelites fell away, he intervened and was their help, their redeemer. This is also true for us today. When we find ourselves in need of help, a redeemer, we must cry out to God, and he will intervene. It's not only because of his holiness and mercy that God redeemed, but out of his love for us.
Mm-hmm.
Note, we are not unlike the Israeli people. We wave back and forth between the things of this world, offers as worship-worthy, and our one true God. And still, this holy, holy, holy God is not only present in our lives, but dwells within us. He is our constant help. As we look at all that took place in Israel for those 400 years, the marking of that time with the stones was so very monumental. This Ebenezer was a reminder of God's incredible goodness and help to his people, regardless of their trials. Throughout their journey, as a nation and as a people, he was present. He was and is so very holy. So while you're preparing for your worship over this next week, create your own remembrance to God. Think through this past week or month or past year. As you know, what stories come as you do, what stories come to mind? What people cross your path? Are there any events that shaped this past season in your life? Where was God in the midst of this? How was he working? How was God your help? Even in the most difficult circumstances, God's help can be seen. So after you created your story, ask God who needs to hear it. How can you be a storyteller of your goodness and help for your glory? Allow his spirit to minister to you. May you be blessed through your time with God. Amen.
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 Lord.
Lord. God.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great. How great is our God. Everyone, please have a blessed week. Thank you for joining us.
Love y'all. Have a
good what it done? It's a bless your
life. Amen. Amen. Love you.
Amen. Okay. Everybody say good night.